Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello and welcome to a special bonus episode of Help, I Sexted My Boss. We are on the road. We are currently speaking to you from a very luxury and exclusive dressing room in Birmingham. Jordan, what are you doing? Please tell our listeners.
Hello, Jane Davis. So I'm currently steaming my shacket.
Now,
so basically, William brought his steamer on tour. When we first started. And I am absolutely obsessed with it. I've even ordered my own. So every night before I go on stage, I give my shacket a good steam. And I just love it. I'm going to do William's forehead next. Get the wrinkles out of there. But yeah, we're backstage. I've currently got a Guinness. I've just ordered a curry. I am absolutely obsessed with it. Gene Divas, we literally will sell anything, any adverts. But this steamer is a con steam, it's called. No, a swan steam. It's £20. Get it on Amazon, and I promise you, it'll be the best £20 you ever. It's changed my life. I've been steaming suits and everything. If it all goes tits up in the next year or so, and I can't get out of work, I'm going to get a job as a professional steamer. It's right. So satisfying.
I think it's just called a dry cleaner.
No, is that what steaming is?
They can. They will press things for you.
Yeah. So there you go.
I think. Be careful.
Right, switch it off.
You've got to unplug it. Can you?
Let me just.
Do you bend?
Unplug. Oh, I've no boxes as well, I've just remembered.
So how... You've got no boxes on?
No, I've got boxes on, but I've just remembered I forgot to pack some.
So what are you going to do tomorrow?
Inside-out job, innit?
Yeah. Right, well, aside from your funny boxes, how do you think the tour's going so far?
We're having an absolute fantastic time.
Can you remember any of the cities we've done?
Yes.
In order?
Winchester...
No,
that was a DJ gig I did. Winchester. We did.
Where am I from?
We did Bristol.
Yep,
then we did Manchester. Then we did Cardiff. Ooh. Then on Friday night we did Glasgow. And we're currently Sunday night here backstage in Birmingham. And honestly, it's been fantastic. We've had such a good laugh. And it's one of the main reasons why we love doing this tour, because we have such a giggle. And I just hope the G and Divas are enjoying it.
They are. And can I just say...
We get a standing ovation at the end of every night.
Well, yeah, equally, we do get them to stand up.
But we...
I mean, it's a bit of a shoot. We go, on your feet,
we do make sure everybody make sure everyone gets on the feet at the end of the night.
Yes. So
it's just, look, the best way of describing it, if you've never come to one of the tours before, is...
It's not a recording.
No, it's not. I think we should stress that more. It's not a podcast recording. We actually... put on a bit of a show, don't we? We've got props, we've got sketches.
We've got, we've got a little bit of a set.
Yes, we've got producer Ben.
Apart from in Glasgow.
And the best way I can describe it, it's just a big night out, isn't it? We treat it as
a fun night out.
Yeah, it's a night out.
And now, obviously, they've all been rearranged to weekends. That makes it even more of a night out for people.
Yeah.
Which is lovely. And we've got lots of other fantastic places to come. We've got Brighton.
So we've got a week off... next week.
Yes. Sorry Ireland. And
no, we
Ireland.
Should seriously say sorry about that. Yeah. If you're listening and you were coming to see us in Belfast or Dublin, the reason why we postponed the tour is because we want. It's not fair that only 60% could come. It's like, what about the other 40%?
Yeah.
So we want to do it packed.
There was a COVID. For those that aren't familiar with what's gone on in Ireland and Northern Ireland, there's a COVID limitation for large events, can only be 60% full.
Yeah. And you're not allowed to stand up and dance and stuff, are you?
Yeah, I think they didn't want any D jokes either, which was really the final nail.
Oh, is that what it?
Yeah, they didn't say no jokes about D.
That's not true, but yeah, we'll promise you. Next
thanks,
time we're going
thanks for clarifying that for everyone, Jordan.
What? I don't get it.
Don't worry. Oh, look, you're not wearing any socks.
I am. I've got invisible socks.
Got invisible socks.
How have you found the tour? You tell us your experience.
Well, I've loved the tour because we've said this before. I like crowds and people. I generally sort of thrive in that environment. But my absolute highlight, other than the fact Manchester was amazing, my absolute highlight was after the show in Bristol. So we were in a very... How would you describe our Bristol venue?
Basically, we had Jesus watching over us.
It was a converted Georgian church that is...
And before... Sorry to interrupt. Mm. Before we went in there, William and Sarah tipped up to say hello. Brian and Sarah tipped up to say hello. Sarah didn't know what day of the week it was, so she didn't know where she was. But Brian was like, "Ah, I used to come to this church as a boy. I have not been here for God knows how many years. I used to come here as an altar boy. I was an altar boy here."
When I just say it was converted Georgian church, we should point out my father wasn't around in the Georgian period. It was being converted more recently than that.
Sarah just was there with a big headscarf on, massive sunglasses. Darling, where's the bar? Where's the bar? God, that is not true. Like, they are so lovely.
Anyway, but that venue is normally used to chamber orchestra music performances, concerto recitals, that sort of thing. It's not really used to our sort of thing. And when, of course, the stewards, the ushers that sort of look after the audience are all volunteers. And
are they?
Yeah. They're normally sort of, you know, retirees. And I think when the show started, from what I was told by a few people, some of the ushers and stewards did look a little bit confused and alarmed at some of our content. Because, you know, they're used to, you know, obscure works of Rachmaninoff being played, not people singing "I Want the D." So anyway, they got over it, and they apparently really enjoyed having younger people in St George's Hall. But, and I would like to thank everybody that did this and came to the show, because it means so much to me more than anything else would in the world. The ushers said to the front of house manager at the end, more people looked them in the eye when they left and said thank you very much as they left than any of the more traditional audience that goes to St George's Hall.
That's fantastic.
And if I have achieved nothing else in this world, that means an awful lot to me, so thank you.
That's fantastic. Oh.
The fact it was in Bristol as well was extra good.
And it just proves how great our G&D divas are. We've said it many times before, but yeah, that's fantastic. And when we're here, we just love being here. We love seeing you all in person. Like I said, we do wish we could do the meet and greet at the end. That was a big part of the show where we'd come and say hello to you, but we're trying to keep it into a little bubble because of the old COVID. So, yeah, if you've come down and seen us, thank you. Thanks so much for your support. And if you're coming to see us, we can't wait to see you. And we just hope you have a good night.
Yes, and some of the questions that we've been given. I mean, in the interval, people have to write their questions.
Jesus,
my word!
I think Manchester seeing that Glasgow was quite.
I mean, I don't think anyone's been. I mean, Bristol. The level of questions in Bristol was slightly more intellectual.
Also, one thing we agreed on at the start of this podcast, before we ever sat down and recorded our first ever episode, was we'll never do politics. We're never going to talk about politics. And that was in a time before politics is like such a vicious circle at the moment. So William decided to make a Nicola Sturgeon joke on Friday night in Glasgow. So,
and that went down well.
Can I just say, it went down like a...
It wasn't a political Nicola Sturgeon joke. I mean, I just mentioned her name.
You just mentioned her name, and half the crowd cheered, half booed. She's a very divisive figure in Scotland. Sorry to anyone in Glasgow that might have felt uncomfortable.
Shall we talk about the flight back from Glasgow? Because we took the train up together, where Jordan also put most of his M&S 3 for 7 in the little communal fridge that's designed for the water on the train.
What is so... Right, so...
You just went, oh no, the chorizo's going to go off. Need to go and put it in the fridge.
So we put it in... There's a little fridge in some carriages on the trains. We put it in there where they put water bottles. What's wrong with that? All right, William paid for us an upgrade. Right, Ben's going... William, tell him about the train.
It was very full. Because it was very
the train up to Glasgow, and I quote, this was four girls got on, we were on a table, four girls got on and they were very loud.
And they were discussing what time they should get on it.
They were like, what time should we get on? Right, we land about 12, I reckon we get on it in about an hour and then we'll be pissed bits on, we'll see Steve, because Steve and the boys will be pissed anyway. And William texts me saying, I think we should move, she's reading Closer magazine.
She was reading Love It magazine.
Oh, Love It. Wendy reads all those magazines.
Well, that's fine. I love it. But I did not want to sit opposite them for 4 hours.
So William walked off and I was there. And then he texted me saying, I've upgraded us to first class.
No, Standard Premier.
Standard Premier. And then I didn't want to leave because I didn't want him to think I was being rude. So I got up, yawned and stretched and pretended...
Did I not tell you that bit.
So I was like half, you know, like at the end of class in school where you're sneakily trying to pack up so your teacher can't see.
No,
you're trying to put your pencil case and your books in your bag. So I was doing that then discreetly. And then I got up and went, and I said to myself, went, just going to stretch my legs.
Stretch your legs? This is 5 minutes into the journey.
No. And then I wouldn't go back for my bag, would I?
No, and then you turned up with no bag. And I was like, sorry, so you want me to go back and get your bags? You don't even get your own bags now.
Yeah, because I'm not going back there.
Just to point this out, we were in Coach G. We had upgraded to Coach G. I had to go back to Coach B. That's a long old walk in a busy train.
And then we were there. So, yeah, we got the flight.
And wasn't it nice? Wasn't it worth it?
I did say it, because it was... No.
It was quiet.
I've not changed, but it was.
It was quiet, it was spacious. You and I could stretch out our legs fully and not hit anyone.
And then we flew back.
And Jordan, last time I was on a plane with Jordan was when we went to Monaco, and you were holding Ben and my hand so tightly that the blood cut off at the tops of my fingers. You were absolutely fine.
Can I tell you something? Okay.
this is dangerous.
So, you know when I went to that shop to get the shortbread?
Yes.
And you said, oh, you're really calm. Yeah. I also bought 3 miniature bottles of whiskey and poured them into my coffee that you got me. I was pissed.
It was 8 o'clock in the morning.
I was pissed. And then I went to the toilet and downed one.
Oh, my God.
Oh, is that bad?
It's not bad. I mean, look, darling, I don't mind. You don't need to... Don't do it discreetly, because that's a problem.
No, by the way, it's just... And you'll know, I just hate flying. And
it worked.
Oh, weren't I fine? Yeah, of course it worked.
You were absolutely fine.
Yeah, I was off cut. Is that bad? And we were talking, and I was discreetly pouring my whiskey into my coffee under the table.
Oh, I genuinely didn't notice. It was very early in the morning at that point.
I mean, I don't recommend... It's just, I hate flying. It just takes the edge off.
Bless you.
Yeah, it was the whiskey. It just took the hedge off.
Took the hedge off?
Edge. Why am I admitting this?
You're putting H's on things that you normally...
I've just admitted that, yes, I had a whiskey at 8 o'clock in the morning, but that's because I don't like flying.
But also, I think I was the only sober one in the airport then.
Mm.
Even the pilot was a little bit pissed. I tell you what I found with Glasgow, and I did love the Glasgow show. They were a great
Glaswegians
crowd.
A lot of hecklers in Glasgow.
Yes, I couldn't understand a word they're saying.
No, but...
I can't even do a comeback. They just go, "Are you been here?"
So we were like, "Hey," and he's like, "Hey, you're back, you're done, take it." And to be fair, the heckles got a louder laugh than anything we ever did.
No, but I had no idea what they were saying.
And we must say as well, producer Ben wasn't with us in Glasgow.
No, and that was sad.
Guys, I'm really sorry. I've got to go to a family party. So it's all right, Ben. We're thinking, and we did the usual, we won't miss you, right? We absolutely did miss him in Glasgow.
We did. And as I said to Glasgow, I said, Glasgow, don't take this the wrong way, but Ben would rather be in Crewe than in Glasgow.
Was it in Crewe where you were?
More or less. Just to finish this award-winning bonus that we've done, should we go and give people a little audio tour of our set?
Yeah.
Be our eyes, Jordan.
Okay, on the radio, we call this painting a picture. So if you're trying to describe to listeners, so we're currently backstage in our room. If you walk up stage and behind this curtain here, there's a red velvet curtain.
Jordan, sorry, can I just say this is Pima Cotton?
I'm trying to paint pictures. We're currently on stage.
Seeing at least there are about 900, 950 seats in front of us.
We're about to go on in an hour.
Yes,
yeah. As soon as we've had our curry, which I'm a bit worried about. So we're on stage now. All the staff are here. Hi, guys. Hi. All the staff here. Hello. And then,
they're up for it.
We're on stage.
Can I just say, why is my head? I've just noticed. Why is my head
that?
On the merchandise?
Should we go over to the merch?
Have I licensed this?
Oh, can I have a D hoodie, by the way, Ben? Can I get one?
Well, these are fun. Look at this.
Look at this.
It's our faces are being used.
Yeah.
Were you going to tell us about this, Adam?
When we were both... got our face on.
Yes, when we were both a lot slimmer.
I was just going to say, we were both at least a stone and a half slimmer.
Both before lockdown.
Mm. So you can get a G&D tee.
Can I have one of these afterwards?
Can I get a hoodie?
I could... Oh, when I'm on tour, I could put one on my pillow
Mikey. Hi, I'm Jordan. Hi. There we go.
This is great. We've got some lovely exclusive merchandise that you can buy on our tour.
I want to get a hoodie.
I do. Can I just talk about the hoodies? I want the D.
We didn't sign these hoodies off.
Well, no, but I did think the other day when we were in Glasgow and I looked at that hoodie and I thought, if the Queen Mother was still with us now and she would know that her love of Debonair has culminated in there being a T-shirt available to buy that says, I want the D, what would she say?
Darlings. No, that's Sarah.
It's not the Queen Mother.
My husband and I are very...
Well, no, her husband died. Oh, that was George VI.
Oh. I can't do the Queen. You'll have to come back to me. Can't do the Queen Mother. My husband and I would like to thank you...
Why are you doing the teeth?
Wait.
It's Princess Anne.
My husband and I would like to thank you for... making my drink. No, it's Sarah. I have to come back to it. Goodbye, Gene Divas.
Goodbye, Gene Divas. We'll see you soon.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.